This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, coming up, they're zeroing in on who may be the next Woj. One name might surprise you.
Yeah, I saw that. That was it was interesting.
We also have some Bucky Irving appreciation coming up. But Wall Street Journal for the win again, Jace.
What do we got?
Well, they wrote a good article, and I got to be honest, I was skeptical of it being a good article. Mm. They were talking about Ryan Williams, the kid, the freshman receiver from Alabama.
17 years old that made a...
He's amazing.
As good a play as you will see in college football all year to beat Georgia.
So there's that guy, and you say he's 17. Mm-hmm. So he's just, you know, months removed from senior prom.
I whenever I see a freshman like that in college football, I just think, who was the poor bastard playing high school football?
Right.
You know, some white corner somewhere, and they were like, hey, by the way, we're playing, you know, Tuscaloosa High. And hey, Jimmy, we're gonna put you over there on this kid.
Hey, we need you to step it up this week, Jimmy.
And, you know, okay. And they try to hype him up. They're like, this Williams kid, he's all hype. I'm telling you, he's like 3-time state player of the year. But I'm telling you, you got him. Or do you just go out there and you're like, dude, I'm good. Mom, can you not come to the game because this is gonna get bad?
So it's him, and then Jeremiah Smith is another freshman receiver who's 17 and plays for Ohio State.
Yes, and there is a debate. There are some people think that the kid from Ohio State, the Jeremiah Smith, that he is the best receiver, period, in college football.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. This is what they're writing about. They're saying that these two freshman receivers may already be the best wide receivers in college football. Yeah. You have another kid at Texas named Ryan Wingo, who's a freshman who's really good. There are several others. But their point was that it's the OBJ era. Mm. Of course, that's Odell Beckham, and Odell Beckham's amazing kind of how would you describe that catch? One-hander
leaping backwards.
Lean back. Yeah.
Remember that catch?
Yeah,
let's just go
like center fielder over the outfield wall. It's an amazing catch.
So that happened in 2014.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, so this is why I was skeptical of the article. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to try to tie these receivers being the best in college football at such a young age to the one catch. I'm like, okay, let's see how they do this, right? So this is why I'm skeptical.
A bit weird.
Well, one of the really interesting elements of sports to me is the evolution of the athlete.
Sure.
And how that occurs. Yeah. And you and I have been around long enough now. We, you know, it's just a different archetype now. Like, I keep going back to the Anthony Edwards scenario. Anthony Edwards, of course, for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. He talks about how his style of play was created by watching YouTube highlights.
Yeah.
He was not coached
for game seven.
He was just a great athlete, and he watched YouTube highlights, and he emulated Kobe and others, and a lot of his game looks like that.
That's the Jason Tatum thing, too, right? I think he's the same way.
Yeah, I mean, same age, roughly the same age. You know, so that stuff is interesting to me, how the athlete evolves and the next thing. Well, in this instance, they say, okay, so they're pointing to young kids watching OBJ's catch. All right, this happened in 2014. Well, suddenly they're trying to emulate that catch in the backyard. Well, what do you think that leads to?
Well, it leads to more people being able to make that grab, right?
More people being able to make the grab, but also more people seeking out social media content about how NFL wide receivers train, about basically how wide receivers make that catch, okay?
Okay.
So then that leads to, and there is a ton of it out there.
Yeah.
That creates the wide receiver specific.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Training. And this teaches the nuances of receiving in a far more sophisticated way at far younger ages than ever before. But there's now, this pops up because there's a demand for it. Then you add the rise of the 7-on-7, which allows kids, because they didn't have that when you and I played, back when I played, like when you played, very similar. These young kids get more reps, and they get better reps because of the 7-on-7 at that position. So one of the guys quoted in here said that every high school football receiver is following some sort of specific trainer. And it's and it may be specific to that position.
Yeah.
I don't know that every position has that.
Yeah.
But boom, there you go. That is the evolution of the Ryan Williams and the Jeremiah Smiths, who as freshmen are able to come into college football and be the best wide receivers right away. Like, that did not used to happen. You couldn't do that. You couldn't be a freshman, 17 years old, and come straight into college football and be that good. You just couldn't.
No, I mean, and you're seeing this at a lot of different positions. I remember, like, you know, the idea of a freshman quarterback winning a Heisman Trophy was absurd. It was the dumbest thing in the world. And,
yeah.
And freshmen had to go through their growing pains. And I think this goes to a lot of different positions. It's funny. I never, like, all of that makes sense. I just never thought of it as an OBJ sort of thing.
Right.
But I get
that making ushered
that,
it in.
That ushered it in. But like now they have like these things. I mean, the best way I can compare to how everything has changed is when I was growing up, like being an offensive lineman, dude, there weren't even offensive lineman camps. I remember that was just not a thing. If you were just a big guy, you're like, hey, fat boy, you're on the old line and you'll figure it out. And, you know, that's just kind of the way it was. And then I remember like being in college and seeing the evolution of these O-line camps. And now you have like these O-line masterminds and, you know, the Lane Johnson and all these great NFL players get together and they do like these summits and they teach O-line techniques and you see high school kids and they're going through O-line specific drills and it's crazy. And we know about the evolution of quarterbacks and all the 7-on-7 stuff. And it does feel like these elite players are coming in. I don't even recognize like high school and the individual training that these guys go through from when I went through it 25 or 30 years ago.
So the reality is kids have access to more material and coaching than ever before.
Yes.
So you can go straight. Like I said, Anthony Edwards just went to YouTube. Yeah, YouTube. He didn't go to a coach.
No.
And there was a coach that was quoted in this article saying that, you know, it used to be you go to these camps and wide receivers and DBs, if there were, you know, if there were 200 kids, there would be 100 kids who wanted to be wide receivers and 100 kids who wanted to be DBs.
Sure.
He said now it's
wide receiver,
85% wide receiver, and then a few of them want to be DBs. And he said, ask a 10-year-old who their favorite running back is, and they look at you like you have two heads.
Yeah.
Ask them who their favorite receiver is or even who their favorite player is. It's a receiver, and they can go down the list of all their favorites.
That makes total sense.
And that's all.
They're the stars.
A lot of it's credited to one freaking catch, which I think that's really amazing.
And you know what? Now you see that catch, and I'm not crapping on. I mean, the OBJ catch is an amazing. Like
it's amazing.
He was not a great receiver. He just wasn't. He was a good receiver that was a flashy name.
He had that moment.
But he had that moment in time. And I'm telling you, you see that moment in time all the time now.
Yeah. Yeah. You see guys make catches like that.
Yes. Like,
isn't that fun?
Yeah, that is. I never thought about that. And someone on the Vancouver Four text line said, that's like the Steph Curry effect, right? Yes. Steph Curry came in, and now you see that Steph Curry game.
Kids are going out of their way to try to emulate that specific aspect of the game.
And I can totally see little kids watching that OBJ catch all those years ago and going into the backyard.
Dad, throwing up for me.
I can totally see that happening.
That's right. And now, if you think about other superstars, some of them aren't really duplicatable. Like LeBron comes to mind.
No, you're not six, you know,
unless you got a mini hoop, like you're not going to.
Yeah, he's just a tank. Like you can't really emulate that. You have to be that. Steph, you can.
Here, P1 Cole. I was getting recruited for football. They wanted me to be a DB and I hated that. I'm a wide receiver. That from P1 Cole. Yeah, I mean, D'Anthony Thomas, one of the reasons he went to Oregon besides a bag of cash was that Oregon said that he could be a gadget player. And USC was like, dude, you need to be a DB. You can be an NFL DB. And he was like, no, dude, I want the ball.
I worked in recruiting at Oregon for a little while, and I remember that being a pretty common thing. There were running backs who were good enough to be starters at places elsewhere around the country, and they'd ask the coaching staff to make them a promise they weren't going to switch them to DB. Yeah. I mean, they kids wanted to avoid
that
position.
Are we just now learning that Ryan Buckley worked in recruiting at Oregon?
Again, the
layers of the onion.
It's unbelievable. He's a blooming onion of. I've never.
When I was in college, I interned for the football department.
I didn't know
you
were you the bag man? Were you handing off?
Not the bag man.
Are you responsible for D'Anthony Thomas coming to Oregon?
No, I do like to take credit though for saving Jonathan Stewart's recruiting visit because he was about to have some seafood jambalaya. And he's deathly allergic to shellfish, so I stopped him right before he ate it.
Look at Buckley.
How did you know that?
He said, oh, so he's like, nice, some chicken gumbo. I'm like, actually, I think that's seafood gumbo, and he's like about to take the bite, and then he didn't.
Well, but how did you know he was allergic?
He said.
He told me.
Oh, he told?
Yeah.
And he did? Oh, wow. Yeah. You may have saved his life.
May have saved his commitment to
You're
Oregon.
You're a hero.
Ryan Buckley.
And that guy was great.
He was really good.
Jay Stu was.
He was awesome.
At the time, he was the biggest recruit Oregon ever had.
Wasn't he from Seattle?
Yeah, he was up north.
Lacey, Washington, I think.
I wonder if he credits you.
Oh, I'm sure not.
He thinks back to that. He's like, I almost died.
That guy whose name I probably have no idea.
It was like you and the Todd. And yes, to be fair, the Vancouver Four text line, the sticky gloves help.
They do.
Those gloves they've got now, those Nike, whatever. I know everyone has their version of it. I think Nike came out with them first. Those receiver gloves they have, dude, those things are dumb. Like, it is ridiculous the amount of tack.
Because you wonder how someone can make all these one-handed catches or why that's now become a thing. Part of it's the OBJ effect, but part of it is the gloves are good enough now. You can easily make those catches without having to have a second hand.
They're pretty silly.
But the next question is, and we'll come back and talk about this because I have one player in mind. Who is the next, you know, Steph or OBJ?
Well, I know who. I mean,
there's one.
There's one, and you're seeing it right now in college football.
Oh, football. Okay, so I have a baseball.
There's one in football that you are going to see more and more, and there is a damn clone ranger of them running around, and in another 5 to 10 years,
Mahomes.
You're going to see a lot of them.
Anyway, kind of interesting. We'll continue the discussion next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.